and time again. And every time you reach to pull me close, even with my
minivan. You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank God that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew. Last time we stopped at verse 17 of Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. And we looked on verse 17, and we read about the Passover, which was instituted in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 12. It was instituted in Egypt, and we know that Moses was the one who the Lord had spoken to, that Passover should be a memorial in the life of the Jewish people, remembering that he passed over the house of Israel. He did not slay the firstborn of the house of Israel, but all the firstborn of the house of Egypt was slain as judgment. God judged Egypt because of all the wickedness that they have done to his people. So we see the Passover was to commemorate what God has done for his people. And we see, people of God, that they were still celebrating Passover in that time. So we see the word of God tells us in verse 17 of Matthew 26, "Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And we read where the Passover was. We read about it in Exodus 12, 1 to 21, and how they continue to practice the Passover meal. Even Jesus himself practiced that Passover meal, and he was the Passover. He is the Passover lamb. So we have to understand all of that. And as we read last week about the Passover, I trust that you remember all about why Passover is celebrated. So we give God thanks for this opportunity to be here this evening. And we're going to pray and begin at verse 18 of Matthew 26. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love, for your grace, and your mercy towards us. Thank you, O God, for being who you are, Lord of all, Lord of our lives, our Creator, our Sustainer, our hope, our help, our everything. And we bless you, O God. We praise you from the rising of the sun to the going down. Your name must be praised. We thank you for this evening, O God, for this opportunity, O God, to call upon you. And I pray, O God Almighty, that you will be with us. Strengthen us, keep us, guide us, O God, and help us, O God, to rely upon your word. O God, for your word is always faithful. Almighty God, you are our faithful Father. You cannot deny yourself. Even when we are unfaithful, you remain faithful. So I pray that faith will arise in our hearts as we hear your word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by your word. So we thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you, O God, that we will glean from your word. Holy Spirit of God, illuminate your word to us so that we will have revelation, knowledge of who you are. Have your way in us this evening, and may your name be glorified as we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So we see, people of God, in verse 18 of Matthew 26, the word said, and he said, "Go into the city." So the disciples wanted to know, where are we going to have Passover? Passover is coming up, Jesus, where are we going to have it? So Jesus said to them in verse 18, and he said to them, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them in verse 19, and they prepared the Passover. So we see, people of God, Jesus gave them an instruction. So it's always beneficial to us to follow Jesus' instructions. We can't go wrong, people of God, if we follow Jesus' instructions. So the disciples did as Jesus directed them. And a place was given to them by a certain man. We don't know who this man is. The word said a certain man. The place was given to them by a certain man to prepare the Passover meal. So Jesus did not tell the disciples to ask the man. He told the man that he will keep the Passover at his house. He was not asking this man. So we see, people of God, we have to understand that everything on this earth belongs to Jesus. Everything is his. And we have to understand that he works on the hearts of people. He has already prepared the heart of this man to allow them to use his house as a place for the Passover. So we have to understand that God prepares the heart of people to take care of his people. God is God, people of God. We have to understand that. And Jesus, who knows everything, he said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, you never said to ask him, say to him, the teacher, Jesus Christ is the teacher, not just a teacher. He is the teacher. He is definitely the one. He is the anointed one, people of God. We have to understand this truth. The teacher, not just any teacher. Jesus Christ, the teacher. He is the master teacher. He says, my time is at hand. My time is coming. I won't be here much longer. I need a place to keep the Passover. I'm going to keep the Passover at your house. So he didn't say, go find out from the man if he will allow us to keep the Passover there. No, he said, I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as they were told. And people of God, the place was given them to prepare the Passover. So we see, people of God, the power of our God. We see, people of God, and understand the authority that is given to our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority is given unto me, he said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. All authority is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. So we have to understand the authority that our teacher, our master, our God, our King has. So we have to understand and use the authority that he has given us. So we see where this man, we didn't hear, the word didn't tell us that this man made any fuss or was in opposition to this. But he said to the disciples, go and say to this man, I will keep the Passover at your house. So we see, people of God, there was no resistance. We don't see where there was no resistance. But this man was ready to comply and to allow the master to have his last supper with his disciple at his place. So we see, people of God, God always prepares the hearts of people. Sometimes we are afraid to approach some people and their hearts are already prepared, but we don't know the heart. God knows the heart. So let us not be afraid when the Lord tells us and the Holy Spirit tells us to do something, do it. Because God has already prepared the heart. Look at verse 20. People of God, of Matthew 26. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. So people of God, when evening had come, he sat down with the 12. So this was the time now of the Passover meal. Now as they were eating, in verse 21, he said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. People of God, can you imagine? Everybody eating and feeling good. This is a time of fellowship. Eating is a time of fellowship. But in the midst of eating, Jesus said, one of you sitting right here with me eating, one of you will betray me. One of you is a sellout. One of you will betray me. And when we look at the word betray, it means to reveal a secret, to give up to an enemy. One of you going to give me up to the enemy. To throw away the trust of. So you throw away your trust in me. You have departed from the faith. You have given me up to an enemy. Look at the word, people of God. We have to understand these words. Sometimes we speak in them and we don't even know what they mean. Betray means to reveal a secret or to give up to an enemy. So we see where Judas gave up, sell out Jesus, gave him up to the enemy and threw away the trust depart from the faith, pierce himself through with many sorrows, through greediness. So we have to understand, people of God. And the word of God tells us in verse 22 of Matthew 26, and they were exceedingly sorrowful. They were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? So we see, people of God, the disciples became exceedingly sorrowful. Not just sorrowful, they were very sorrowful over this. Who could betray the master? Who could betray the teacher? Who could betray the King of Kings? Who could do something like that? Sometimes we have to ask, who could do something like that? And they began to say to him, Lord, is it I? People of God, we have to understand, these were mere mortal men who ask, is it I? Sometimes they don't even have it in their heart, but they know that Jesus, who knows everything, they turn to him and say, Lord, is it I? Many times we have to say to Jesus, Lord, show me where I've gone wrong. Show me the areas that I need to do better in. Show me your way and help me to walk in it. Lord, I don't even know. I don't understand. And many times we don't know or understand. But the word of God tells us to call upon him. Call upon me, Jeremiah 33:3 said, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. The disciples didn't even know who it is who would betray him. But they turned. They did an introspection. They look on themselves and they say, Lord, is it I? Sometimes we have to say, Lord, is it I? Am I the troublemaker? Am I the one that is causing the division among God's people? Is my attitude offensive to others? Am I the one? They turn to Jesus and say, Lord, is it I? Look at verse 23. The word said, he answered and said, he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. Jesus made it clear. Jesus wasn't going around any corner. He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. People of God, we have to understand, Jesus knows everything. And people of God, Jesus knows everything. Jesus knows our hearts. Jesus knows when we are saying things which are not what our heart is saying. Sometimes our lips will be saying, as he was saying to the religious people, you're worshiping God with your lips, but your hearts are far from him. He knows the heart. And sometimes we come with lip service to God, people of God. But God is saying, I know the heart. Your heart is not inclined towards me. So God knows the heart and knows who would betray him. He's turned and Jesus said, the one who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. That one will betray me. Look at verse 24 of Matthew 26. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better, it would have been good for that man if he had not been born. People of God, look on verse 24 again. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. So all these things must take place. It was written of Jesus Christ. But woe, he said, woe to that man. Calamity to the man who betrayed him. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. People of God, it would be better for him if he weren't born. People of God, there's no hope for the betrayer. No hope. No hope for Judas, as we read in the scripture and find out what happened to him. No hope. He went and hung himself. It would be better if he was not born, Jesus said. And we see, people of God, the scripture had to be fulfilled. For Jesus himself spoke, the Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. So we see the scriptures must be fulfilled. And when we look, people of God, and Psalm 41, verse 9, Psalm 41, verse 9, it says, even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread. Look at me, people of God. The scripture is fulfilled. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted. This was written so many years before Christ came. Psalm 41, 9. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Judas turned against Jesus. Judas walked away from the faith in Christ Jesus. Judas turned away from Jesus. So the scripture had to be fulfilled. The psalmist wrote it in Psalm 41, 9. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. And we see in John 13, 18, the word of God says, I do not speak concerning all of you. Jesus was speaking. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. So John repeated the scripture here from Psalm 41, 9. So we have to understand, people of God, that the scripture must be fulfilled. The scripture had to be fulfilled. Jesus himself spoke in John 17 and said, I pray for all these disciples, all that you have given me, I lose only one, that the scripture might be fulfilled. The son of perdition, Judas himself, he was the only one that was lost because the scripture had to be fulfilled. Jesus knew from beforehand, before he even chose him, that the scripture must be fulfilled in him. So we have to understand, people of God, Jesus came to fulfill all the Old Testament writings. And we see the psalmist wrote of him here, even my own familiar friend. Judas was his own familiar friend. He was walking with him for nearly 3.5 years. In whom I trusted, who ate my bread. He was the one who betrayed me. He lifted up his heel against me. He was the one who gave me over to the enemy. He was the only one who walked away from faith in me. So we have to understand the truth of God's word, that God's word must be fulfilled. Look at the word of God, what it says. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? People of God, look at it. Judas, who knows that he already sold him out, he has already collected for the betrayal. Judas answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? Such a deception. People of God, we have to understand this. Rabbi, is it I? He was sitting there with him, eating with him. And knowing that he had already betrayed him, was asking if it was him. Jesus said in verse 26, he said to him, you have said it. Jesus said, you have said it. You make it clear, it's you. You have said it. Judas knows. We see, people of God, Judas knows he was the betrayer, but was still asking Jesus if it was him. He already sold him out and was still asking if he was the guilty one. We should know ourselves, people of God, instead of confessing and repenting the wrongs we know that we are doing. We want to come to ask the Lord, how are we doing? We want to come to the Lord and ask him how we are doing. People of God, we must know how we're doing. You don't know yourself. We have to know ourselves. We have to know how we're doing. And we have to come to understand that the Lord, who knows everything and understands everything, wants us to take an introspection, examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. Look at the word of God, people of God. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, Paul states, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves? He asked that question. Do you not know yourself? Judas didn't know himself. He knew that he already sold out Jesus. So he was coming to ask, Master, is it I? Teacher, is it I? Rabbi, he was saying, is it I? He didn't even say master. He said, Rabbi, teacher, is it I? He was just a teacher to him, not his master. People of God, we have to understand, Jesus must be master. He must be savior and master of our lives. Not just savior, not just our teacher, but he must be our master. He must be Lord over every aspect of our lives. So we see the word said in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, people of God. Do you not know yourselves, Paul asks? Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Don't we know whether or not Christ is in us? We should be able to know that, people of God. Unless indeed you are disqualified. Another translation said, unless you are reprobates, you have become hardened in your sinful state, and there's no place for God in your heart. We don't want to come to that state, people of God. We want to examine ourselves daily as to whether or not we are in the faith. We have to test ourselves. Paul said, test yourself. We should be the one to test ourselves, not allowing others to test us. We see where Judas was coming to Jesus asking, is it I? Judas already knew that he had sold out Jesus. So why did he come with such a deceptive heart to say, is it I? We have to be knowledgeable of the truth of Jesus Christ. We have to measure our deeds by the word of God. And we will know whether or not we are in the faith. We will know whether or not we are of God. People of God, we can't take God's word lightly. We have to use it as a measuring stick. Is our life in alignment with the word of God? Have we become greedy and sold out Jesus? Have we put him on the back burner of our lives and put everything else before him? Jesus is saying to us today, examine ourselves to see if we are truly in the faith. Test ourselves. Don't we know? Do you not know, Paul said, whether or not Jesus is in you? Don't you know? Unless you are disqualified, unless you just go into church, unless you're just a churchgoer, but not committed to Christ Jesus. Jesus is calling us to full commitment, true commitment to him. Jesus is calling us not to be asking him, is it I? But we must know ourselves. Know whether or not we are in the faith. Don't be like Judas, who came and said, teacher, is it I? He knew that it was him. He just had that wicked heart, that deceptive heart. We don't want to be like Judas, people of God. We don't want to sell out Jesus. But Jesus said to him, made it clear to him, you have said it, Judas. You have said it. You know it's you. Jesus knows everything. He knows our hearts, people of God. Is our hearts right with him today? He's calling us to come to that place of having a right heart and not betray innocent blood. Jesus said it would be better, it would be good for that man if he had not been born. It would be good for him if he had not been born. People of God, we don't want to come to that place where Jesus looked on us and said it would be better for us if we weren't born. We want to be people who will worship Jesus always, who will always put Jesus at the highest place in our lives. Jesus will be Lord over every aspect of our lives. He'll be Lord of all. People of God, we don't want to come with a deceptive heart. We don't want to come and fool ourselves. We don't want to be deceiving ourselves. The word of God tells us, as James said, if we hear God's word and don't do it, we are just deceiving ourselves. So we don't want to be deceiving ourselves, people of God. That's the worst form of deception. When we know that we are not what we are professing to be. God is calling us to be true, for God knows the heart. We don't want to be like Judas, who knows that he already sold out Jesus, but come asking, is it I, Rabbi, is it I? Jesus, who knows everything, said, "You have said it, Judas. You said it. You said it." But we know, people of God, the scripture, as the word said, must be fulfilled. So Jesus came to fulfill all of the Old Testament scriptures. And we as God's people must understand that all that took place had to take place. Judas had to betray him, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So we have to understand this truth, people of God, and walk each day asking the Lord to help us to have a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We want to see him in every aspect of our lives. We want to see him as Lord over every aspect of our lives. We want him to be both Savior and Lord. We don't want to say, "Lord, Lord, in the last day, and he said, 'Depart from me, I never know you. You work of iniquity. What you were doing was wickedness. For you were calling my name in vain and living a life contrary to my word.'" People of God, we have to come to understand that Jesus knows everything. And when we go to him with a true heart, he knows. He responds to that true heart. When the hearts are not right, he will not respond to it, people of God. Judgment will come upon us if we do not repent. So let us not go to Jesus and pretend, but let us confess our sins. For he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us come to that place of understanding that we are called to confess. Confess, "Jesus, I'm not right in this area. Help me." He will help us. We see the word of God tells us, a broken and a contrite heart he will not despise. So let us come to him broken, and let us come to him contrite, with a heart of repentance, turning from our sins and turning to God wholeheartedly. We want to be people who are true, for he knows everything. The word of God said we stand naked before him. So he knows our hearts, he knows our thoughts, he knows our intention. We can't hide from him. So let us come clean, examine ourselves, see if we are in the faith. If we are not in the faith, confess our sins and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come in and be Lord and Savior of our lives. God bless you this evening as we continue in the book of Matthew. Next week we'll go on to verse 27, God's willing. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for who you are. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, O God Almighty, that your word will prevent us from stumbling on this journey. Father God, we pray today, O God, that we will examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. And if we are not in the faith, we pray that we will come to you and confess and turn from our wicked ways. And you will forgive our sin and you will heal us. Your word said it, your word is true, and we believe your word today. So we thank you for hearing our cry this evening. Breathe upon each and every one of us. Transform us by the renewing of our minds and bring us to that place of humble submission to your will, Jesus, and to your way. Father, we thank you again for who you are and what you have done and what you're doing, what you're about to do in our lives as we continue, oh God, to give everything to you. Father, we bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Continue to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
renowned saxophone.